It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. A little muggy day yesterday. A couple of muggy days, actually, Saturday and Sunday. It looks like summer has come back to us again. Any rain in that forecast at all?
It's a little bit of a chance. Not real strong, but it'll be a chance through the day today.
Okay, well, I was going to say, that chance has already come true this morning. A little bit of sprinkle here this morning. But other than that, nothing real major so far. Brett's in here with us this morning as we get going. Brett Holtz is in from Camblin Plumbing and Heating. He'd like to tell you what's going on down at the shop. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Hey, troubleshooting a furnace or air conditioner takes a technician that knows what he's doing. Come to trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been around since 1918, curing all kinds of problems on all brands of equipment. With as much as we've been in business, Camblin Plumbing and Heating has tackled some of the hardest problems in the area. We've created the confidence that so many of your neighbors and friends have spoken about. Give us a try next time you have a problem with any of your heating or air conditioning units. We promise you'll be pleased. In Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, the folks at Iowa State University Extension put out a very timely article here a couple of days ago. How's your lawn look?
Excellent.
Oh, well, you're the lucky one. Congratulations.
We've gotten enough rain. I had to mow twice this week.
Yeah, it's getting thick again, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Well, now's the time. We're getting into the time now where it's prime time if you're going to establish a lawn from seed. You know, a lot of folks that maybe don't know a whole lot about lawn and garden care, you know, you think about growing stuff. You think about springtime. And that is, you know, that is a time when you can do that, too. But really, the best time to grow seed in this part of the country, grow grass from seed, is here in the latter part of summer, early part of fall. And that's one of the first things they talk about, too. The best time to grow grass from seed. If you could grow seed from grass, I don't even think you'd be onto something.
Well, I think that happens when you forget to mow, don't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Late summer, they say mid-August to mid-September, so we're just into the beginning stages of the best part of the time of the year if you want to try to establish that lawn from seed here in Iowa. Of course, when it comes to, you know, just throwing down carpet, you can do that anytime, right?
Yeah.
Late summer seeding has several advantages over spring seeding. The seeds of cool season grasses will germinate very quickly in the warm soil of late summer. And once those seeds germinate, then the warm days and cool nights of early fall help to promote rapid turf grass growth. Now, the growing grass also has less competition from weeds. A few weed seeds will germinate in the fall. So a little easier this time of the year. They don't get choked out near as bad. Those nasty weeds. That's where you need to come up with something.
They're still green.
Oh, no.
You know my gardening opinions.
Well, you know, I think everybody had one of those guys in the neighborhood. You know, you look at it and think, why do they have to live so close to me? Weeds have this amazing ability, even though they're attached to the ground, to jump from one yard to the next. What about grass seed? If you're thinking about growing grass this fall, what type of seed mix should you buy? Well, here's what they suggest. When you purchase your grass seed, select a high-quality seed mix that's best adapted to the site that you're looking to plant. Now, for example, Kentucky bluegrass is usually the best choice for sunny areas that receive at least 6 hours of direct sunlight each day. Choose a seed mix that contains at least two or three different bluegrass cultivars. Now, because Kentucky bluegrass is kind of slow to establish from seed, perennial ryegrass is often included in those bluegrass mixes. That helps to speed up the establishment. It's not much fun if you plant grass seed and 2 weeks later you're still looking at bare ground. It's just not growing that fast. Now, if you're looking at doing something like that, they suggest a mix as well, and the percentage of perennial ryegrass in a high-quality bluegrass mix is usually about 20% or less. Now, they also have fine-leaf fescues, different types that are best grasses for shady locations. And in lawns that contain sun and shade, they suggest that you select a seed mix that's about 60% Kentucky bluegrass, about 30% fine-leaf fescue, and about 10% perennial ryegrass. The Kentucky bluegrass will be the dominant grass in the sunny areas. The fine leaf fescues will then thrive in the shaded portions of the lawn. That way it'll kind of even itself out a little bit. Now, if you're going to establish a new lawn from seed, if you've absolutely had it and torn up your lawn and decided to start over, or if you've maybe just built or expanded somewhere and you're looking to start from scratch, the first step in planting a new lawn is to establish the rough grade. You want to remove any construction debris and then fill in the low spots and level off the high areas. The ground should slope away from the foundation of a house, drive, and sidewalks. The rough grading should be done well in advance of seeding. That allows some settling to occur as well. Now, at least 6 inches of good soil are usually needed to establish a lawn. And if it's necessary, you can bring in additional topsoil or some organic matter. But be sure the topsoil or the organic matter is weed-free. And you want to incorporate the additions into the top 4 to 6 inches of soil. Now, to determine your soil fertility, you can conduct a soil test. You apply the recommended fertilizer and then incorporate that into the soil. And where a soil test hasn't been made, they say you can apply 10 pounds of 10-10-10 or similar analysis fertilizer per 1,000 square feet and then till it into the soil. And then the last step in soil preparation is raking the area. It's also the last opportunity to establish that final grade. So right before you seed, you want to apply a starter lawn fertilizer, and that starter fertilizer is usually high in phosphorus. Now, to get uniform seed distribution, they suggest applying the seed with a drop-type seeder. You want to sow half the seed in one direction, apply the remaining half at right angles to the first application, so you're making a pattern across the yard. After you sow that seed, then lightly rake or drag that area, and the seed should be covered to a depth of about an eighth to a quarter inch. And then just roll that area lightly to make sure you have good contact between the seed and the soil. Now, to promote seed germination, they suggest that you mulch the area with clean, weed-free straw. Mulching materials do help to conserve the soil moisture, and they also prevent soil erosion and the crusting of the soil surface. But don't apply too much mulch, because that can smother those seedlings as they start to emerge. Now, they do suggest approximately 50% of the soil should be visible through the straw. One bale usually can cover about 1,000 square feet. The erosion control mats or blankets, things like that that are available at garden centers and home improvement stores, are also good options when you sow your seeds on steep slopes or erosion-prone areas. Now, they go on and say after the ground has been mulched, you want to water that area, and you want to moisten the upper 1 inch of soil. After that first watering, you need to irrigate the area frequently and lightly. The objective is to keep the seed bed, the upper 1 inch of soil, continuously moist. You don't want to allow the seed bed to dry out during the germination period. It might be necessary to water 2 or 3 times on windy and sunny days just to make sure you keep that moist. And when the grass seedlings are 2 inches tall, then you want to water less frequently, but you want to water more deeply as well. Now, if you just have a lawn that's kind of been in a rough patch and you're thinking about overseeding, they do give some suggestions for that as well. If you want to overseed your lawn to reduce the competition from the established turf grass, they suggest that you mow the lawn at a height of 1.5 to 2 inches. And then successful overseeding does require good seed-to-soil contact. So they suggest things like core aerators, vertical mowers, and slit seeders. All those kinds of things can be used to ensure good seed-to-soil contact. Now, core aerators are machines with hollow metal tubes or tines, and they remove plugs of soil when they're run over the lawn. To prepare the site, you can go over the lawn 3 or 4 times with a core aerator, and then when you're finished, there should be 20 to 40 holes per square foot. So apply the seed with a drop seeder, and then afterward drag the area with a piece of chain-link fence or a drag mat to break up the soil cores and mix the seed into the soil. Now, it's also possible to prepare the site with a vertical mower. When it's run over the lawn, the knife-like blades of the vertical mower slice through the thatch and penetrate into the upper quarter to half inch of soil. 1 or 2 passes should be sufficient. Afterward, you want to remove any dislodged debris from the lawn. And then you want to sow that grass seed over the lawn with a drop seeder, and then work the seed into the soil again by going over that site with the vertical mower. Large areas can also be overseeded with a slit seeder. A slit seeder makes small grooves in the soil and deposits the seed directly into those slits. Now, whether you use core aerators or vertical mowers or the slit seeders, they can all be rented at garden centers and different places like that. And Of course, for those who would rather not do the work themselves, there are professional lawn care companies that can overseed lawns as well. After you do whatever seeding you're going to do, you want to keep that seed bed moist with frequent, light applications of water. That's usually necessary to water at least once or twice a day. You do want to continue to mow the lawn at a height of 1.5 to 2 inches, and then mow that lawn frequently to reduce the competition from the established turf grass. Now, when you're beginning to mow the new seedlings, you want to gradually increase the mowing height over the following weeks. So the final mowing height should be in the 3 to 3.5 inch range. And about 6 weeks after germination, they suggest you fertilize the lawn by applying 1 pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. It's a lot of work to have a lawn. Sure, grass will grow on its own. You may not necessarily like the looks of it. But as Brett said, it's green.
It's green, yeah.
But if you want to have a nice, well-established lawn, this is now the time of the year to really get after those things, mid-August to mid-September, best time of the year to get out there and grow those stands of grass. So whether you're starting over or just overseeding, opportunities out there exist right now to get that perfect lawn next year that you're really hoping for. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell you more about how to make the rest of your world better with Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Since our homes use the duct systems to heat and cool most days out of the year, you have a choice anytime to get your ductwork cleaned and the benefit immediately. If you're an allergy sufferer, you should consider having this done. The air circulates in your home passes over the mold, mildew, debris, dust, and pollens that could collect in your ductwork in your home. The air that comes back to your furnace through your return airs and then back out into the home needs to pass over clean surfaces, not contaminated ones. We also have fungicides that help eliminate the growth of molds, mildews, or pollens in the future. Call today to get an appointment to get your ductwork cleaned in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from good old unknown. A lie has speed, but the truth has endurance.
Yeah, with social media, it has light speed.
Yes, it does.
It travels at the speed of light anymore. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, go out making a great day, and God bless America.